I thought it's a good thing to talk about cholesterol and particularly treatment of cholesterol. First thing to put about cholesterol, what can you do about it? Things like exercise are very good for cholesterol, bring it down, help you use your cholesterol better. Things like your diet, obviously, looking at sensible, low-fat food. I think that's the way to look at it. Eat sensibly, eat well, eat plenty of veg, that sort of thing. Talking about treatment of cholesterol, you probably heard of something called statins.
Yes.
What they do is they actually bring your cholesterol down. They lower your cholesterol. You've probably heard of different types of statins. Something like simvastatin is may look upon the basic statin. It's one we tend to use, and it's one which has the most evidence that it actually saves lives. But there's other ones if that doesn't suit you. One thing to say about statins is one of the side effects which occurs in maybe 1 in 10 or so is you can get aches and pains, typically in your legs. If that happens, don't just chuck them away. Go and speak to your doctor, and they'll probably change you to another one.
See, statins are incredibly useful at stopping people having heart disease in the first place. And in the previous feature, we were just telling you about a thing called a Q-risk, or working out your risk of having heart disease. And the NHS has made this rule that if they reckon you've got about a 1 in 5 chance of having heart disease developing in the next 10 years, they will consider you for having treatment with a statin. This is a tablet you take every day to prevent you developing those heart problems in the future. And they are really, really effective.
Yeah, just one thing to say is often patients come back and say, when do I need my cholesterol test afterwards? If you haven't got heart disease or if you haven't got diabetes, we tend not to have to recheck your cholesterol.
No, just being on the tablet alone is enough.
Yeah, because what we're doing is we're treating your risk rather than treating a number. However, if you have got previous heart disease or previous diabetes, we tend to look, say, well, maybe under 5's right, or diabetes, maybe even under 4.
Very tight, yes.
So, if in doubt, if anyone wants any further information, see their GP?
Yeah, or even see a practice nurse, because they do lots of this stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting that when should you actually go to your GP about things like this? Because I know I'm very tempted to read things up on the internet, which is very dangerous. Every time I do it, I've always got the worst thing going.
Well, I never have. Certainly if you think you've developed heart problems, then definitely go and see your GP about it. But if it's a chat about your risks, probably the practice nurse is right. And then locally, we've been running this thing called the NHS Health Check. Mm-hmm. The NHS Health Check is all about doing this risk about your chance of having heart disease. Plus, it also picks other conditions up as well.
And, of course, the NHS website is quite good as well.
It's brilliant for it, yes.
Excellent. Thanks very much. That's all we've got time for this week.
Oh, shame.
We'll be back next week. We're talking about sexual health next week.